I don't care about it. Like, let's start the show.
All right. Welcome to Internet Party, episode 63.
I'm John.
What up? I'm Brad.
And yeah.
John is fed up with the baseball.
I'm sorry. I just don't like baseball.
John doesn't like baseball. We're watching. We've got the World Series on in the background. Game 6, I believe this is. Dodgers looking to close it out.
First pitch I've watched.
First pitch of the World Series John has ever watched.
Not ever.
I know.
Just this
I'm just
year.
Talking shit. But yeah, what's good, man? What's going on?
Nothing, man. I was telling you before we started recording. I hate to keep going off on sports, but I had to give Rutgers their S back after their win over Michigan State.
I think that's a fair acknowledgement to start the episode, and we won't do too much sports.
I promise. This will be the last sports we touch on, I think, after this.
Probably.
But, me and you have a rivalry game, MSU-Michigan.
The spread is 25 points, and to be honest, I'm tempted to bet on it just to be a dick, even though $1,000 would only net me like 10 bucks. So
I think they'll cover. I think they'll cover 25.
I mean,
points.
Even if they cover, I'm not getting anything. That's not really a bet worth making.
But this is like, I have no feeling left after losing to Rutgers. Like, I don't care.
Just numb for the rest of the season.
Yeah, like I know it's gonna be bad.
I can't imagine, obviously, because we won, but I have to imagine that isn't too fun.
It wasn't.
On the flip side, we sunk the fuck out of that boat.
PJ Fleck's boat is sunk. He trademarked that, you know.
I knew, yeah, took it with him from Western. That's a top-tier petty move, and I have no choice but to respect him for that.
I really like it.
But I kind of have always said that they're, and I don't know if I've said it on the pod or not, but I've always kind of been, you know, suspicious of Minnesota, the football team, in the PJ Fleck era the past couple seasons, or how many seasons it's been, because they're in the Big Ten West. They play Wisconsin once, and they lose to them, the only competition they play all year. And granted, they had the big bowl game win, but yeah, they 11-2 when they play Northwestern and Nebraska every other week. Like, that's not.
Yeah.
You don't have to go through the gauntlet of the East. I think the Big Ten needs to reevaluate that. But I'm excited.
We're selfish. I know that I'm saying this as a lifelong Big Ten football fan, but it didn't feel like college football was back until last Saturday.
No, it didn't. And I think that's unique to us, because when 100%. I was down south, like, college football, it was very much back for them.
Yeah.
So it just has a different feeling when your conference is playing. Sure. So it was good to have them back. Hopefully they can maintain and stay safe. But yeah, that's our sports talk. We'll move on. And before we do, though, just a quick operational note, I guess.
We're gonna stay off the airwaves next week.
Yeah,
we got a presidential election. You don't need to hear from us.
And I not only are you probably not going to want to hear from us, we'd get buried anyways. And honestly, who knows what the fuck the
and
state
also,
of our nation
I'm gonna
will be at
a,
that point. So
I'm going to be a ball of nerves Tuesday night. And we usually record Tuesday nights.
Yep.
I'd rather watch the returns come in, maybe with you.
Yeah. Maybe with a glass of bourbon or five.
Maybe a few glasses of bourbon.
Yeah, yeah. But so just wanted to let you know
we're gonna take the week off.
We're gonna take the week off, unless we just get some, you know, strong urge to pod.
You don't want to hear our opinions on the presidential election, do you?
I can promise you don't want to hear mine. And based on some of the comments we get, whenever I check those periodically, I know a lot of y'all don't want to hear mine.
Brad making everything about race. Yeah,
fuck off. but yeah, go vote though. In the meantime, if you haven't already submitted an early ballot, do that, or go in person.
Don't submit it.
You're not gonna mail. Yeah, go drop it. Well, you can drop it off still, but don't mail it in, because it's not gonna get there. Do your duty. I've already voted. I believe you have as well. I
voted 3 weeks ago.
Fingers crossed that we can end this fucking nightmare.
Yeah, man. Me too. That's all I'll say.
All right. So with the serious talk and the sports talk out of the way, let's get to some bullshit.
I'm about to bust.
I really missed that soundboard.
Oh, man. It's good to have it back. It's good to have it back, man.
All right. Clubhouse is an app. people are saying it's like Roc Nation brunch online.
Yeah, it's so Clubhouse is a new app that's launched, and it's honestly it's been around for a few months now. I think it launched over the summer, and it's just now kind of breaking out of the inner circles that it was in. Yeah, and it's in a beta test still. So, if you follow any, you know, I guess influencers or creators on Twitter, you may have seen Clubhouse being mentioned. You know, think Chris Black or Brandon Jinks from formerly Complex.
It's been compared to Soho House and the Roc Nation Brunch.
Yeah, Roc Nation Brunch or Soho House digitized. So, background on that. So I got an invite to Clubhouse from a friend of mine. Shout out to him. And I started checking it out recently, and honestly, I've kind of liked it so far because the format is it's basically these different group chats or chat rooms you enter, but it's all vocal, and there's a nominated panelist who moderate the discussion, and they kind of have the speaking rights, and there's other people in the room who can listen, and you can raise your hand if you have something to say. But my initial thought of it was it gives you really great insight, and gives you some great content to be able to listen to some of these people who are super plugged in to some of the creators, and people who are, you know, pushing culture forward, whether it be in business, tech, music was a room we were just listening in. So my initial impression of it was positive, as was my friends. We've talked about it, and we both kind of like, you know, some of the insights it gives you. So fast forward to Twitter this week, and John and I started talking about it and looking at some of the takes. It's getting absolutely destroyed by and large. Flamed. Yeah, it's getting flamed by everybody discussing it on Twitter so far.
It seems interesting. Like, we listened for 20 minutes, yeah. I think, to a music forum.
Yeah, so there's a forum, and I mean, Murda Beats was in there, and there's a couple other managers and producers in there, and it's you know, when do you ever get an opportunity? I think there were maybe like 15 people total in this room. Murda Beats being one of them, like literally just hearing dude talk about, you know, I mean, mostly bullshit. He wasn't really talking about much, honestly.
I think there's a lot of pitfalls that this app is going to fall into.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be some PR nightmares. I'm sure there's going to be like some trolls that that find their way in.
100%.
Some heavy racism.
Racism always finds a way. But then again, Boban did ask everyone to please not.
He did.
Please don't do that. Please don't be racist. Racism rate dropped to 0% nationwide.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't really know anything about the app. I've seen tweets about it getting flamed, and that's about it.
And now that, I mean, now that we're kind of putting it on your radars, if you pay attention, you may start to see some as well. Mm-hmm. But
it's invite only though, so don't ask.
I don't even. I got one. I don't have one. I looked, but I'd
like to maybe get one.
Yeah. I'll shoot it your way.
We'll get you after the beta test.
it's getting like basically the people, some of the commentators involved are comparing it to Soho House, and not in a good way, because what, I mean, part of the beauty of it is it does seem like a great way to network and connect, but another aspect.
It also seems like
of,
a dick measuring contest.
100%. A lot of posturing.
Yes.
So I've
and
done
not
it.
A lot of follow through on the posturing. Well, like someone would come in and be like, yeah, I'm a producer for so-and-so. We should definitely link, and then that's like the end of the conversation.
But then again, that's the end of the conversation that we see, though,
yeah,
right?
But
so
like,
who knows what may come of that?
It feels exactly like meeting someone at a bar and being like, "Yeah, we should, you know, we should hang out, or we should talk about you, your next opportunity, or whatever."
Well,
you never do.
No, I agree with that, but in some cases you do, though, and shout out to the people who actually follow through on that, because I feel like that's what separates some of the great networkers from people who just kind of talk shit. But who knows what the actual follow through may be. But for, you know, somebody like us, being able to be in these rooms and kind of, it's almost like a seat at the table for the people who aren't plugged in, right? It's a seat at the table to get to listen to these conversations.
Also, I think it's important to say the rooms only have like 15 to 20 people in them.
Yeah.
I thought there were like thousands.
I don't know what the total user base is right now, but the rooms are generally pretty small. The most I've seen is like maybe 100 or 200 people in some of like the real large conversations.
It feels a lot like podcasting.
100%. It's like a live podcasting. Yeah. You said podcasting deconstructed.
Sure.
Which is, I think, a good way to put it. So
yeah, that works.
You know, you hear it's a lot of, you know, I do XYZ for so-and-so. Let's connect. Let's link. So I think it's interesting. I'm curious. I'm going to keep checking out rooms. And if I get into a room where, you know, somebody's in a field where I've kind of had a desire to get involved, I'm 100% going to, like, raise my hand and try and see if I can get connected. Because that's how connections are made. You look back to All-Star Weekend. I was able to connect with the guy from that one event I went to at – Neiman Marcus, yeah, Avadi and Sons, and Trey Young was there. I connected with the guy there who was one of the lead buyers for Neiman, and ended up getting a chance like to connect with him. I had a conversation with him about his career offline after that. He followed up. So you never know what type of connection can be made. So this may be a huge facilitator for people to make connections, or it may just be the next joke that people are
like Quibi.
Quibi, yeah. Although Quibi done, right? They just got rid of Quibi, isn't it? Yeah.
I remember when we found out about Quibi last year, you're like, dude, we should both invest right now.
I thought Quibi was brilliant. I'll be honest about that, because I was thinking about Quibi from the perspective of people's attention spans decreasing and giving this really short form content with celebrities they know.
They blamed it on the pandemic mostly, and I think it was just like nobody wanted to watch TV on their phone.
Yeah, that may be part of it. The idea to me was like, think about being on a commute and you can watch a full short form, like 10-minute episode on your way to work, right? You would knock a couple of those out. It just seemed like it was capitalizing on, think about TikTok, but like a little bit more refined. But yeah, I was wrong, and I'm glad I didn't invest.
Well, they've been getting dunked on for a while.
Yeah, they 100%.
The Quibi slander is strong.
Quibi slander came out the gates hot.
They did have a ton of stuff, though.
They had that's the other thing that I was like impressed by. They had some very big names making content for them. So it seemed like it was a very legitimate endeavor. It just never gained traction. The Quibi slander is almost as strong as the Clippers slander. But
Clippers?
LA Clippers?
Have they been getting... I guess they did. Yeah.
You might not be as deep in NBA Twitter as I am. The Clippers slander still prevails to this day. Benny the Butcher has a new album out. Burden of Proof, by the way. Check that out. Benny the Butcher's new album is dope. There's a song with Freddie Gibbs. And Freddie Gibbs has a line where he says, "I'm going to have that bitch leaving quick like the Clippers." And I was like, once you're in bars, like the comparison of teams getting dropped out early. I don't agree with his use of the word bitch, though, just to be clear. Set the record straight.
It's music.
I'm just talking shit. But yeah, so there's a lot of Clipper slander out there. But
speaking of music, Kid Cudi is dropping Man on the Moon 3 soon.
Yes, he is. I saw that promo video, and I'm pretty excited about it. He didn't give a date, I don't think, right?
No. So there's that. I think Ariana Grande dropped a new album.
Really?
Or is about to.
There's a lot of music coming out. Drake just dropped promo for his new tape, for his new project.
He also has some trash merch with Nike.
Ooh. So what do we want to discuss? The excitement for the music or get into the merch right away?
I don't know, man. Did you like his last album?
Dark Lane Demos?
His, like, last full album.
His last full album was
Well, I don't even
Scorpion,
know what
right?
you can... Yeah, Big Scorpion.
Scorpion. I like Scorpion, man. And if you break it up, I mean, I think the whole Pusha T thing seems like it augmented that track list a little bit. I think based on what it seemed like the direction he was going in with Scorpion, and then that Pusha beef came up and they started taking shots, and I think he kind of adjusted some of those bars, because some of those bars are a little bit too direct, where you knew that he had just like went and rewritten some songs. You know what I mean?
Drake sings during sex.
I've never given that any thought, man.
I feel like he might.
You think he's just like harmonizing in a girl's ear?
100%. Well, that's the whole reason some women have sex with famous people, is 'cause they want to hear like their trademark, right?
Their shout outs.
Yeah, like you said,
like Gucci Mane like hitting it from the back and just like burr, burr.
Sure. Or like you said, Tyler Perry, when
Tyler Perry's yelling, "Heller," as he comes.
Yeah. So maybe Drake is doing, you know, just harmonizing a little.
Yeah, if I could sing, I would do a Drake impression.
I just want to be successful.
Oh man, I liked Scorpion. I don't give any thought to what at least male celebrities are like in the bedroom.
I think it's something a lot of people think about. His songs are sexual in nature. A lot of them.
He strikes me as he's probably shed a tear or two after sex before. Yeah. Not like in a negative way. In like a, you know, a true connection, like
I
love spiritual type of way, you know? I'm not trying to like talk down on the boy.
I also think that he
on Aubrey.
He probably says some things right after sex that really just ruin the relationship moving forward for women.
Oh man, like he just says something that's far too, like, just a little bit too
like
sensitive.
Asking him to move in.
Like as soon as they're done, he's just like, "Girl, I always knew you were special," and they're just like, "Could have done without that, but thank you."
I'll take my Uber now.
Your mama still ask about me? Okay, I'm gonna take my to-go bag.
Take off.
I'm gonna take this
my goodie bag. I'm gonna Drake's mansion.
I'm gonna take this Birkin and get the fuck out of here. Oh man,
that's good. That is good. I did have a question about the Kid Cudi album, though.
What's that?
Wasn't his last album a bit of a flop? Didn't people hate it?
I don't honestly know what's considered Kid Cudi's last album. Is it Kids See Ghost? Because that's him and Kanye.
I was thinking the. I don't know. I don't know what even came before that.
It's something about Demon Slayer. I'm about to look it up right now. But I think Kid Cudi's music has been underrated recently. I think people kind of started to expect that Man on the Moon sound, which I think is something that people, fans, do often, right? They expect artists to remain in the same lane.
I've been reading this Keith Richards autobiography, and in between stories about him doing heroin and cocaine, pharmaceutical grade cocaine.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't either.
But then again, it is. I mean, the CIA, how else did they get it?
Well, I think
from
a doctor, right?
Like, I'm saying, like, a pharmaceutical grade cocaine implies that there is, like, some type of broader oversight over cocaine. You know what I mean?
Indeed. Yeah, I think there is a medical use for cocaine.
What's that? Just out of curiosity, what?
Like an anesthetic.
Hmm.
I'm serious. But, like I was saying, in the Keith Richards autobiography, he's always talking about how they had to switch up their sound for every album. And
right.
It becomes very tedious.
Yeah, it's definitely something that artists struggle with, and I think Kid Cudi, especially because he's very open about his mental health struggles that he's gone through. But his last album was considered Kid See Ghost, him and Kanye. But then before that, Passion, Pain, and Demon Slaying, and then before that was Indicud, which I think Indicud is hella underrated. Passion, Pain, and Demon Slaying, I think I only got through that once, but he definitely hasn't been.
I feel like I can't even comment on the. I don't remember any songs from Indicud.
I feel like if we went through it, you would probably recognize a couple.
We
don't need to do that in this moment. But I'm excited for it, man. Like, I'm curious to see what type of sound he comes with. And the sheer fact that he's going back to the Man on the Moon. Now it's going to be a trilogy. I think that, you know, speaks to kind of where his mind is. That he's kind of hopefully going to give us some of that OG Cudi that we all know and love.
That would be nice.
I wouldn't mind that.
I've missed smoking weed and listening to albums. I haven't done that in a while.
That was always a fun time, man. I think we get so caught up in Netflix and watching shows that people just forget to just turn the TV off and just listen to music sometimes. That's some of the most, you know, relaxing and soothing shit, especially during quarantine. That shit is so mentally, like, healthy.
I was going to say Chicago's shutting down again. I think I need to invest in some marijuana.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame you for that. Go to your local weed man, though. Fuck those dispensaries.
Those dispensaries are too expensive.
It's criminal. It's bro. Fuck out of here.
I just want to smoke a blunt, you know?
Maybe let's not be weed guys.
I'm not being a weed guy. I just... Hey, one time.
You ever looked at the stars?
On weed?
On weed?
Yeah, dude. I'm about to go back to my dorm and watch Pink Floyd on the wall.
Off the wall.
Off the wall.
Wait, no. Off the wall is Michael Jackson.
Pink Floyd's on the wall?
I don't know. I'm not. All I know is Dark Side of the Moon. Or is that Led Zeppelin? I'm not a big rock guy. Ever since they stole that shit.
It is Off the Wall.
Off the Wall is Michael Jackson.
Or is it just the wall?
Maybe it's just the wall. Oh, there's so many people about to be so mad about this lack of Pink Floyd knowledge.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry about
that,
y'all.
I don't fucking... Pink Floyd? I don't really...
I mean, they're objectively one of the largest, most famous rock bands.
You know, Another Brick in the Wall, and that's like the only one I can name.
I think the crazy thing about music, or the dope thing about music, is there's just so much music. Like, there's so many huge names. Like, Pink Floyd is objectively huge. We all know who they are.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to, like, bag on them.
No, not at all. Pink Floyd. Like, we're not familiar with them. And it's just wild. Like, and there's so many people out there that...
No,
I don't know. I'm not trying to...
I used to put on, like, the Windows Media Player, whatever Apple's version of that is. Like my freshman year of college, I would like smoke a blunt and then go watch that.
Oh, for real?
Just watch the visualizer.
Oh man, the Apple visualizer was an era. Just throwing that on the TV.
Yeah,
that was good times.
All right, what's our hotline number? First of all,
it's 312-508-3694. That's 312-508-3694. Internet
Thank
party.
You.
Call us.
Now, before I play the one voicemail that we have from this week, I want to say that the quality has been lackluster.
Oof. Oof.
And guys. I'm not mad.
John isn't.
I'm
just disappointed. Yeah, he's not upset.
In my 32 years of teaching, I've never gotten a substitute teacher report this bad.
Oh,
Brad, were you one of those kids that would act up when a sub came in?
Man, I acted up when the regular teacher was there. What the fuck you mean?
No one's going to know. What do you think Mr. Aaron Jerry is doing?
I was just about to say that. No one's going to understand this reference, literally, except for us. This is just for us. Sorry, y'all. This is a personal.
This rather rotund man subbed a class that Brad and I were in 1 year.
His name was Mr. Aaron
Jerry.
I think it was
our freshman year of high school.
Freshman or sophomore year. And this man was just visibly and vocally just disinterested in doing the job of a
sub. He was like 24, dude.
He did not give a single fuck.
He was in his mid-20s. He was probably hungover.
Seemed hungover. Like,
got a call that morning
to
come in.
Was working with the temp agency and was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
The guy sits there. I think we had a movie we were supposed to watch or something we were supposed to do, and if I remember correctly, he straight up told us, like, I'm supposed to do this, but I don't feel like it, so you guys can just hang out.
Yeah, and then we ended up just berating people.
We ended up roasting kids, and this dude laughed at the jokes.
Yeah, yeah, he was in on the jokes.
He was we were roasting kids in class, and the sub was laughing at it. Like, at the bare minimum, you gotta at least try to intervene in the bullying that's going on, bro.
Well, that's what's missing with today's children.
They're not getting
one's getting bullied.
I think the issue is that they're getting bullied more. They're getting bullied by people miles away, thousands of miles away at that.
Well, don't post cringe.
Simple formula. Oh,
it's
man.
Really,
yeah,
that's easy.
That's honestly, we need Corona to end, because we need kids to get bullied in person again. This cyberbullying is a real problem. We need to get back to old-fashioned
in-person
bullying.
Analog bullying.
Analog bullying, because that shit builds character.
It does. All right, let's get to the voicemail. I'm not even going to
preface it. Let's
get into it.
Hey guys, long time, first time. If you had a meetup in Chicago, what bar would it be at? And yeah, there is a wrong answer to this question. Also, this one's for Brad, because due to your fashion sense confuses me. Brad, what's the one thing you love to see a girl rocking? Is it like Jordan 1s or, you know, what's that article of clothing that if you see a girl wearing it, you're like, yeah, she gets it. Thanks, boys. Have a good one. Bye.
First of all, come on.
Yeah, that brother's starving.
Why go through this facade like you're going to ask both of us a question and then just be horny on them?
John, leave the woman alone. We get a voicemail. You're over here complaining about voicemail quality. We get a voicemail and you proceed. We're not going to.
I'm a little peeved that she said my fashion choices confuse her.
I think you should take that as a compliment.
That was a shot.
You keep them guessing, man. You keep them on their toes.
She didn't need to include that. She could have just said, Brad, I want to have sex with you.
Bro, I think it was a hat tip to your eclectic style, man. I think you should take that as a compliment.
I'm going to take it as a backhanded compliment. I think it's a good question.
It's a good question.
What do you like to see on a girl?
Well, let's get to the first one. If we were going to have a meetup, because there was a question addressed to both of us.
Sure.
If we were going to have a meetup in Chicago, what bar would it be at? And keep in mind, as she mentioned, there is a wrong answer.
I mean, can it be any bar? Pick of the litter?
In this framework, I'm going to take the liberty and say we are removing Corona from the equation. This is in a perfect world where we're free and
where any
spreading particles everywhere.
And where any bar would have us.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to go?
Oh, I thought you already had something in mind.
I do have something in mind, but the name is escaping me at the moment. I'm trying to look it up.
So, if any bar would have us, if we have our pick of the litter, I would love to do our meetup at Blind Barber.
Blind Barber's a good one.
I love Blind Barber. It's low-key. They play good music. It's just good energy in there.
I'm going to pick Joy District.
Joy District. That's a good choice as well.
In front of the grassy wall.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess that's a good point because a meetup is usually more of a daytime thing anyways. Mm-hmm. Blind Barber's more of that's a nighttime. So maybe we'd start at Joy District and we transition to
Blind Barber. And then we pod at Joy District and then we bring whoever is showing up to watch to what did you say?
Blind Barber. And I mean, if we're just getting our wish list here, we would do some type of event with Blind Barber. Maybe do ticket sales at the door.
Sure. Maybe we could sell some t-shirts.
Get a little section going on. It'd be a cool vibe. Invite some people from around the city. I would fuck with that. Yeah, so that's our choices. But realistically,
bring some weed.
weed is tight.
I'm just gonna be a weed guy.
Weed is tight. Weed guy John over here.
No, it's just Cool John.
Cool John. Sorry. From here going forward, no longer refer to him as Slim Thick Duda as we usually do.
I'm gonna be potting only in drug rugs.
Oh shit!
Remember the drug rug craze?
I do, man. I'm glad we grew out of those years.
Everyone had one.
It was universal, man. Everybody had that shit.
Yeah, I would carry my like little stupid ass carrying case of paraphernalia around with me.
Thought we were so inconspicuous. Couldn't be more conspicuous, honestly.
That guy smokes pot.
Hey, look at me. I like weed.
Now I feel like if you did that, everyone like your classmates or whatever would just call you a fucking loser.
100%. You get flamed. Gen Z is relentless.
Like, they don't even smoke weed, do they? Gen Zers?
I have to imagine they do. What, do they just do strictly Zannies and Tide Pods?
No. I honestly think they're straight edge for the most part. Like, those TikTok kids who I've just now catching wind of because of Circling Back and Dave Portnoy. Like, he went to the Sway House.
Sway as in like Sway Lee?
It's a house of no.
Oh.
It's called the Sway House and it's just a bunch of famous TikTokers that live together in a mansion.
Interesting. You think they're just straight edge kids?
I do.
I don't buy that.
That's part of the Gen Z aesthetic.
I think they promote that image, but I don't buy it.
I don't know. I have been watching.
Weed is at an all-time high, man. It's getting legalized. There's no way those kids aren't smoking weed. In California, it's fucking recreationally legal. Are they even 21, though?
I don't know. I just think they're so high on life. They're more involved with, their communities than we were.
I think that's an image. I don't buy it. I'm calling shenanigans on that personally.
We're off.
We're off topic.
We're off base.
That's very unlike us. We're normally on track.
Let me say something else. This girl has a hot voice.
Yeah, that brother's starving.
Hey, John, reel that in.
Do you want to admit?
Reel it in.
She's got a nice voice.
Yeah, okay. I'll admit that, but
it's a little smoky. Maybe.
Reel it in. It was that voicemail was intentional. So shout out to you.
She knew what she was doing.
100%. And look at her. She's on the pod.
She sent it at midnight.
When?
Last night.
Oh, damn. Snuck it in.
I'm also, the area code is interesting to me, but we don't need to get into that level of detail.
Put her on blast. We're not going to be doxing people on the pod. This is a safe place. So get into the second question, which I think is interesting. We chatted about this a minute before we started recording. What is like the one item of clothing you love to see on a woman? And like the one thing you see and you say, this girl gets it. So I think, first of all, it's hard to identify one item. Mm-hmm. I think more so it's like an aesthetic, it's an energy. But she did say Jordan 1s. I do love to see a girl in a pair of Jordan 1s. I think that's just girls who have an appreciation for sneakers, and they don't need to be like outright sneakerheads, but knowing how to like pair a good pair of sneakers with an outfit, I love that. But honestly, it's kind of probably a subconscious like mirroring thing, but I love like a mix of like lounge and like leisure wear with like high fashion or more luxury, like
boyfriend jean,
like yeah, like a more laid back jean with like a high fashion top and like some jewelry and like a designer bag or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. Sweatpants with like a top coat or some shit like that, you know what I mean? Something where it's, you're mixing it up and you're showing that you have the chops outside of just taking something off the rack at Fashion Nova or whatever it may be.
Oh, not Fashion Nova.
What? I feel like Fashion Nova is like very legitimate.
Isn't that like H&M for the new age?
I mean, it's fast fashion, and we got to get away from fast fashion overall.
I've been doing eBay a lot.
I haven't done that at all. I have been going very strongly vintage, which was going to be the next thing I was going to say.
eBay has grails.
Somebody who can rock some vintage wear. I love vintage.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be the next wave. But yeah, so that's kind of my answer for that. And I don't think it's fair to not ask your opinion, because I think you definitely have some great opinions on women's fashion. We've talked about it before.
I mean, I've been out of the game for so long now.
I'm not really in the fashion game.
Just like out of the
other
looking
women game.
Looking for what girls are wearing game.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I mean, I like a boyfriend jean. I like I feel like the low top Air Force One has been co-opted by white sorority girls.
The non-melanins have been loving the forces recently.
So those are kind of out. Ballet flats are back for women. Hedy Slimane just did a show where he featured a lot of ballet flats.
Yep.
So we're gonna see that. We mentioned those half sweaters. Those are kind of cool.
Oh, like a crop sweater.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, those are dope too. I like that. A little bit more flow to it.
And then, you know, I like, God, I hate to give Emily Oberg any credit.
Why?
Cause she's so awful now. Like,
yeah,
she's doing coffee enemas. You know what that is?
I don't, but I can guess.
Well, it's coffee up your ass.
Yep. Like I said, I could guess.
She's an anti-vaxxer. I'm out on her.
I saw somebody.
Human, but she does dress well.
She does dress well. One thing you said was tennis skirts. I'm not sure if that's what you were getting at.
Love tennis skirts.
And depending on where you live, you might not have the climate for that right now, but that's a vibe for sure.
Yeah, I'm getting a little too horned up here talking about tennis skirts.
Relax. John over here. Oh,
yes,
shit.
I love it.
God.
What would you say you're on a first date with this random voicemail person?
Very specific question.
What are you ordering on a first dinner date? Are you going light, like a chopped salad, maybe a little chicken?
So that's a good question. It depends on the type of, if we're going to dinner, then I'm not going to order
I'm talking first dinner date.
Yeah, so this isn't like the first time you're okay, that's fair.
But
that's
You're still a little nervous around each other. You're reticent.
100%.
So this is like, say sometimes.
You've hung out a little bit and you like each other, and now you're taking her out and mm-hmm. you're like ready to say like, yeah, I like this girl. I'm going to go drop a bag.
Because like
tonight.
Obviously you're not... Like, you're not going to a sports bar and ordering the, like, mini hot dogs
right.
or something. Like, what are you getting? What is a safe order?
I mean, depends on where you're going. For this type of date, I would say in general, I think this is probably about the time where, like, I've decided that I'm going to, let's go out and do, like, a bottle of wine, $200, $250, like, whatever it is, right? Like, spend some money on this date. Mm-hmm. So it seems like something that might go somewhere. So, I mean, I'll probably look at the menu. I love, I do like... I don't think I do salad as my main dish. I probably do like a salad on the side, but like if there's like a nice chicken or a salmon, maybe lamb or something, like a meat or a protein that's not too much. Like I'm not gonna get a giant ribeye or like or porterhouse steak, right?
I was just
but
curious.
Just something that's not gonna have me, as Hank Hill would say,
bubble guts.
Yeah, about to bust.
Fighting demons in the restaurant. Interesting.
But what about yourself?
I don't know. I'm always just interested. My thing used to be sushi on a first date.
Well, sushi's great.
It's light.
I loved Booze Box in West Loop.
Mm.
That was a place that I've gone before. And they do sushi in smaller plates, all kind of Asian inspired, gyoza or. Something of the like. So, and also they have great whiskey selection. That place definitely isn't open right now with COVID, but that was a great vibe in that place. Live DJ with like spinning actual vinyl. You just don't see that anymore.
No, we're gonna have to go back to just ordering out.
Yep.
Like, can still do a nice Friday dinner
takeout
with the crew, but it's gonna have to be takeout.
Getting groceries, which reminds me, don't let me forget to put in my Whole Foods order when we get done recording.
Do you
need some groceries.
You do delivery this late?
I can put in the order to have it come tomorrow morning.
Mm. That's dope.
It's nice. It's very convenient.
I do like going into the store, though.
For
like,
certain
especially
things.
Especially for fruit. You want to pick that out yourself.
John, you're reading my mind. You're reading my mind, bro. A man after my own heart. Going and picking out your own fruit is one thing that I do like to do in vegetables. But for basic stuff like pantry stuff, refrigerator stuff, frozens, I don't need to go running all through the grocery store
for
that.
God bless those people that are doing that. But
tip your delivery driver
like,
as well.
They
always be sure to top your delivery
top
driver.
Top them always.
Always top your delivery driver.
And make sure it's sloppy, too.
Okay. That far wasn't necessary. You didn't have to take it that far. Free sloppy at 7-Eleven today. Oh, okay, bet.
Remember those Arthur memes where it would be like him telling DW, like, yo, arch your fucking back.
That shit was foul, bro. Arthur memes, the closed fist Arthur, that was a good one, but those Arthur DW memes were foul as fuck, man.
So good. Fun fact, Bob Marley's kid did the opening song for...
Which one?
And I say,
no,
hey.
But which kid?
I don't know.
Didn't he have like 20?
He had quite a few.
The man sowed some seeds.
You like to fuck.
Hey, it was a free
just
lifestyle.
Just getting high on mids and having 20 kids.
Oh shit! What a legend! Truly, literally, album title.
His
what
weed
do you mean
was
rich?
Probably slightly better than the dirt weed that Americans were smoking during his heyday.
I'm sure he had.
It still wasn't like hydroponic, though. You know?
No, it definitely wasn't.
Like he was smoking weed and getting a headache.
I've never smoked with my parents or anything like that, but I've been told by people who have that their parents always look at the weed that comes out now and they're like, what the hell is
this?
Yeah,
this is too much.
This is not the weed we used to smoke in my day, like with hairs and crystals. One of my buddies was telling me,
you guys
like,
had to take it too
his,
far.
Yeah, he was like, his dad was looking at it like, son, we had seeds and stems and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just exclusively shake. Nothing but mid.
There's no reason for this, son.
what you doing with all these hairs and crystals? So, I don't give me a good old fashioned, you know, mid. Give me some seeds, a couple stems, a little bit of brown
in
there.
I want a seed crackling in the bowl. When I light it,
I don't need all this. It's like my dad.
And I want a migraine after it,
son. I want a headache when I hit the blunt. That's what I'm here for.
Sensational.
Oh man, like that's like my dad loves Coors Light, man. Shout out to him. I love that.
My
man.
Dad loves Bud Light,
but but Coors Light is worse than Bud Light, man.
I disagree.
I think it's just not good beer, bro. And he just like thinks it's like I brought in like a Stella. No, he likes Stella, but like I brought in, I can't remember what it was. I think it was like a Yingling or some like mid tier beer.
Craft beer.
Yeah. And now he was like, and he was like, oh, I thought I saw some Coors Lights out in the fridge. Are there not any of those? I was like, Dad, this is a good beer. And he was like, I guess I'll.
My dad hates craft beer.
Oh, really?
He does Bud Light.
I mean, I feel like at a certain point, it's just like, I know what I like, and there's no point in me deviating.
My dad likes to drink
one
half of a Bud Light and then put the other half in the fridge.
Wow. Does he put like a top on it?
No. Like,
just drinking flat Bud Light the next day?
Well, I mean, like, I think he might just dump it out.
Just makes them feel better about not the wasting waste. It. Yeah. Throw it in the fridge for a night, and then I can pour it out guilt-free because it's flat.
Yeah, I don't know. He just he doesn't fuck with like a double IPA.
None of that. That's too much. That's unnecessary.
Actually, I'm kind of out on IPAs as well.
I like IPAs if it's like cold. I can't. No, I won't say that. I think IPA in the right setting. I can't drink a lot of IPAs.
I think if we put a Coors Light and a Bud Light in pint glasses and left them there for 5 minutes, I'm not sure you'd be able to distinguish between the two.
That's a good question. I'd be willing to try that 10 or 15 times to see
maybe we could try it Saturday.
We could try that Saturday. I'd give that a shot. I'd go as many tries as it took to get it right.
Okay.
No matter how many beers. That's my commitment to the cause.
Should we play maybe some Pong, some beer Pong?
I could play some beer Pong. I've been seeing some...
I feel like that's a Halloween party game.
It seems like that seems like a good game. I've been seeing some cool like flip cup variations with
obviously
shots.
We'd play with water, guys. We're not going to fucking
that's disgusting.
Like a COVID party.
Yeah, we're going to... Well, I think this is a perfect segue because Halloween is coming up. It's Saturday, on a Saturday, and I think...
Indeed.
This is one of the biggest. It's not one of the biggest.
Do you
want
to reveal to the audience what you're being? Because I don't know.
Oh no.
Are you keeping that unlocked?
I guess it's not that big of a secret, but I lost my train of thought.
What you're gonna be for Halloween?
Oh no, it was before that. Oh, Halloween is a Saturday this year, and it's not one of like obviously there's so many other things going on, but in the realm of like things I was looking forward to this year, the fact that Halloween was on a Saturday on daylight savings time. Like
it's gonna be awesome.
I was pretty excited for that. We're gonna get an extra hour. There's no confusion about which weekend we're doing it. It's Saturday. We got it. And that's kind of shot this year. And I've talked to some people, you know, Chicago's locking down a little bit, and you know, a lot of places in the country are, honestly. We got the election coming up next week. There's just a lot of other more important things going on that we need to focus on. I know some people are kind of like not really feeling like dressing up, and maybe not, it's not a great idea. I just want to make this pitch for Halloween. Here's my thoughts on Halloween this year. One, let's not go out and be complete fucking idiots and have some super spreader events, because that's not what I'm advocating for. But what I am going to say is, with an election that has a lot of people nervous, with a pandemic and so many other things going up, we got ourselves an opportunity. We got a day where we literally get to dress up and pretend to be somebody else. We get to pretend to be people we aren't, pretend to be anything you want.
God, I love that. Keep going.
I think this is the perfect time to celebrate Halloween, to just fucking take a little
bit of
an escape from what we're dealing with right now. Like, let's just put on fucking costumes. Let's act like kids. Let's be smart. But let's just enjoy this moment, because I just think it we could all fucking use it.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm looking at Halloween right now.
Get together with a few people.
Get together with a few people.
Some people you trust.
Exactly. Some people you've seen already. You know, don't go crazy, but hell, just...
maybe play actual beer pong.
Play,
with
yeah.
With the beer in the cups.
I still think maybe don't do that. I don't know if we need all that. But, like, get together with some people. Even if it's just watch, like, just have... excuse me, damn. That's myself for Halloween. Just like, I know there's so much else going on, but let's just take this moment. And the other thing is, who the fuck knows what's gonna happen next week?
Damn, did you guys listen to Internet Party last week? They're anti-mask. Talk about
that's not what we're saying, bro. We're not saying anti-mask. We're not saying it's a whole. We're not saying anything.
I know. That was fire.
Thank you. I just wanted nice. To say that.
I'm pumped. I wish it wasn't Tuesday right now. I'm all jacked up.
God damn it. Let's go. So that's my Halloween perspective this year. Like, let's just fucking
let loose.
Yeah. Let's just kind of take our mind off things. So,
yeah.
With that in mind, I guess I might as well. I'm excited because I'm gonna be Miles Morales for Halloween.
Ooh, I like that.
It's
simple.
It's simple.
So you're going to a store to get the Spider-Man costume that you have to tie in the back.
Oh,
that's what he wears, right?
Oh, I already got it.
Does it fit you?
I'm wearing the the proper Miles Morales. Like, once he becomes Spider-Man, not like the bullshit store-bought Miles Morales.
See, I think the store-bought one is funnier and...
Nah, man. I'll show you...
altogether, like, more relatable.
I guess I can see where you're coming from, but I just love, like, the whole Miles Morales aesthetic. It's like the black Spider-Man costume with the shorts and a hoodie and a jacket with Jordans on. It's like, it's just like this kid
from
Brooklyn.
You got like a movie quality, like a studio quality costume?
It's not a studio quality costume. I just threw a few pieces together, but I've thrown it on and it's solid. I'm excited about it. It's definitely going to be more well thought out than my costume last year.
Yeah. Yeah. I think anything will be last year's.
Bro, I still stand by Blackmail is hilarious.
Dude, we were the lowest effort of me, you, and our friend Brad, who is with us. We had the three worst costumes on the entire trolley.
Yeah, that's probably true.
And that's fine.
I wore that same costume to work, and it made people laugh, but also very uncomfortable.
I think it's interesting... the dynamic you see play out on Halloween between the people who show up to parties and really don't put any effort. They'll just show up in a regular outfit. And I think that's a detriment to them, especially if you're a single man and you don't put any effort in. You have to show up in a costume.
If you're going to a Halloween costume party single without a costume, it's just an indication to the level of effort you're going to put into the relationship.
There you go.
You can't even get dressed up on Halloween. What are you going to do on an anniversary or a birthday?
That sounds like someone who doesn't go down on his girlfriend.
Damn. Tragic. Hate to see it.
A little tongue play.
All right. Stop it.
Do we have any... crank corners for this week? Spooky.
If we're going related. Spooky crank corner, how about Morticia Adams?
I was going to say that.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at us.
Sexy.
Yeah, 100%. I've watched the Adams Family twice, actually. I've been kind of feeling that the past couple weeks.
It's a good one.
It's fire.
I need to watch the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay.
The 70s one. Because that's a classic.
I haven't seen that one.
And The Shining.
Here's a question for you. Do we talk about Borat? Is everybody talking about Borat already? Is that played?
I thought that movie was not good.
Really? Yeah. I thought that shit was hilarious.
I think
I couldn't watch a couple of those scenes. I was like, all right, this is a lot. But I thought it was funny.
I laughed. I think they definitely like overplayed that Giuliani scene where he's like, what that looked like to me was him trying to get his microphone out from underneath his shirt. It wasn't like they insinuated that he was jacking off. Leaning back on the bed, jacking off.
I don't think he was jacking off, but I think he was maybe getting himself. He was prepared for something more than what it was. And I think that's why he busted in so quickly, because he was like, we have to make sure we stop this before it's like anything. I think my favorite part about that was as they're running away and like they go and like they're standing in the alley. You can tell that they're like, their laughs and their excitement is so genuine. They're like, we really just fucking did that.
I think Sacha Baron Cohen is a genius.
Yeah. The
but I don't know.
The scene where he's texting, where he's faxing back and forth, but they're like sending like short text. I thought that was fucking hilarious.
That Borat too. Bit was like, I don't know. I just thought it ran its course.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if anybody was looking for a Borat 2, but I thought it was pretty well put together.
He was also in Trial of the Chicago 7.
Oh, he is in that. I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah,
though.
It's really good.
There's a lot on Netflix I need to watch right now. I want to watch that. I want to watch the Chappelle interview with Letterman. You were just telling me about that.
Yeah, it's only an hour.
Oh, that's not bad. I'll pop that on tonight. The night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do Gangbusters.
Enjoy yourself.
I love that. We got to add more.
We do. We got a lot of great recommendations. We'll get on adding those for sure.
I know you said you copped some vintage over the weekend.
I did, yeah.
Props to you.
Thank you.
You got a really nice Marlboro shirt that is Rude-esque,
it's
I
like,
would say.
I would say it's the style that Luigi like designs a lot of his Rude gear from. And I found an OG one. And get this. It was only $60, bro.
Yeah, like, I believe it.
Normally when you go to, and I got it from Round 2, normally those types of shirts, like, they know what they have. And mm-hmm. those are usually like $100, $50 easily. And I got to check out, and I told the dude straight up that, and I got a NASCAR shirt as well. Rusty Wallace.
Oh, yeah.
He's not racist, is he? I'm always like second guessing some of those NASCAR shirts.
I don't know. Chances are most people will think it's a Bubba Wallace.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's just going to say Wallace. That's a good call. But anyways, usually those shirts, like the true classic Americana ones, a little bit more rare, they're super marked up. They were 60 each, and I go to the checkout, and I asked the dude about it. I was like, these seem kind of low. I was like, I'm not complaining. And he straight up was like, yeah, man, honestly, we like to drop, like, a couple little deals and a couple gems out there, see if people find them. So you just, like, found a couple of them. So I'm nice. Pretty geeked.
Have you seen Jounce been, like, donating pairs of their New Balances just to, like, random secondhand shops?
No.
Yeah, they'll just like drop a pair off somewhere.
That's pretty dope. You see those posts where people will be at like Goodwill right. or some thrift shop and they'll just find a bunch of rare Jordans or some
That's
shit.
Funny.
Damn, that'd be a nice little come up.
You know how geeked you would be if you just walk.
Imagine that. Imagine walking into a thrift shop or like a Goodwill and finding a pair of like Union ones in there or something like that.
It'd just be such a treat. And they're probably marked down.
100%. There's a vintage shop right across the street from Round 2 in Milwaukee, in Wicker Park here in Chicago. And it's always got a line out in front of it. So I got to try and pop out there on a weeknight and see if I can get in there. Because I'm not waiting in the cold. But at the same token, everything's locked down now. So what the fuck do I need clothes for?
I don't know, man. I think it's therapeutic, personally. Like, I bought a pair of Acne jeans
yes,
today.
Yes, big cop.
I'm very
congratulations.
Excited about. But if they don't fit, I'm going to be pissed.
I mean, you can return them, right?
Well, yeah. I just, like, the whole process of
dropping it off and whatever it is. Yeah, no, I know it's a hassle. But no, I'm proud of you for that. I'm excited for you. A nice,
thank
nice
you.
Cop.
Thank you.
You love to see your homies eat. What we need is we also need, like, a studio applause button, because I would have applauded
like
that purchase.
A cash register.
Oh,
opening.
Yeah. That's
nice. That would work. I'm very nervous. We've talked about this, being reticent to order jeans or pants of
yep.
any kind online.
Yep. Unless you know the brand and they always run true. Like Levi's, you can trust those to run true for the most part.
I got
you know
no
what you're
clue
getting.
With these.
Yep. Yeah. I know what you're saying.
But the reason I brought up the vintage was because the club sees are having a bit of a moment with Jound Reebok, I guess.
Yep,
more
Reebok
so
Club
than the Club C.
Yeah, I guess it is Reebok overall because they just released those. I forget what those ones are called. The the ones that just dropped last week. There's something 85s. God damn it, we should know this. We got to do our homework.
It's like Reebok's runner.
Yeah. So those dropped last week, and then they did another special drop with. They did another drop on the Reebok site. I think it was the other day.
Yeah,
and
at midnight on
Sunday. At midnight on Sunday, that's what it was.
Weird.
And I was trying to get on there, and I've been getting a lot of dubs recently. I won't lie, and it's because I haven't been trying for like super rare stuff. I've just been trying for stuff that I like. And so I got a little cocky. I got on there. I was like, yeah, I'll probably get this one. But I was like, I don't know if I actually want it. Let me see. I got on that site and I took an L so damn fast. It wasn't even funny. That shit was so sold out so quick. And I got a real nice dose of reality. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome. Yeah, man, that was not fun. But yeah, they're dropping these new Club C's with a gum bottom.
They're fire.
They're dope.
I like the Club C's a lot.
I want a pair of those. I really want those. The other ones I was a little bit on the fence about.
I mean, I told you they're on StockX.
I don't know if I'm gonna pay $450 for those though.
Yeah,
or no. Even $350, whatever it is. So if I can get those retail,
what do they go for regular? Like,
I think they're like $120, $150 retail. Okay. So I can stomach that.
You could always just get the regular Club C.
I thought about that.
$70.
Yeah, but that's just doesn't hit the same.
You're not a general release god.
That's not really my thing. And also the general release, they have like that classic Reebok logo, which has this like royal blue with the touch of red, which is kind of just like the pop of that just bothers me a little bit. Mm. It's really subtle, but it's just like the John versions are all muted colors. You don't have that color popping out.
I also don't think they have a gum bottom on the regular Club C.
I don't think they have the gum bottom either. So there's a couple things that you're lacking there. But I'm gonna try and get those, and it'll probably be an L. But you know, I'm gonna work through it.
I'll probably lose,
but we'll see, man. I'm gonna give it a go, bro. You know,
I was texting Brad while he was in South Carolina, and I told him I might go to one of our new bars that we've been a little infatuated with. I said I was going to go to Bandit, and he texted me back three welled up eye emojis and said, without me?
Question.
The welled up eye emoji is having a big moment.
At least in our circles, in our chats. I don't know if I've seen it a lot of places else.
It truly does not get more bitch ass than this emoji. Like, I thought the blushing smiley emoji was bad. Man. This one is on another level.
Or the blushing smiley with like the hands.
Dude. Don't like, text me that shit.
That emoji, like, every time I see that emoji, I just imagine the sound. Mmm.
Yummy.
Oh man, that shit is so funny, man. I can't help it though, bro. That shit's too funny. Sending that shit to the homies. Damn, bro, without me, dog.
You need to start. So like the next time you see a girl on IG or whatever, and if any of you out there want to do this, please send me the screenshot so I can repost it on Instagram, on the Internet Party account. Whenever you see a girl, or a boy for that matter, because I know we've got some female listeners now, whenever you see a person that you like posting some food on the gram,
yep,
send them back a message that says, yummy, can I have a bite, with the welled up eye emoji.
That's the new snowflake, bro. That's the new snowflake. Icy.
No, you cannot have a bite.
Nah.
You can get blocked, though.
You can get blocked real quick. Oh, man. That's funny. Speaking of the snowflake, this is a brief segue. I was saying last when we were talking about that, Sweetie and Quavo, I was saying I didn't know any of Sweetie's songs, and I went and looked at her account. I actually know like all of Sweetie's top songs. If you go and listen to like My Type, Icy Girl, all like I'm going through all the shit. And I'm like, oh, I know all these songs.
Oh, she has a song called Icy Girl.
And I'm pretty sure that's what Quavo was alluding to a little bit too, right? So we missed
nobody
that.
Nobody had listened to that song.
No, Icy Girl's popular. If you go and play it, and then if you My Type, you've definitely heard My Type before. Rich Nigga, 8 Figure, that's My Type. That's My Type. Yeah, that's you probably heard it before. I'll play it for you.
Okay.
Anywho,
live action Barney reboot.
Yeah, man. So
a gritty Barney.
Daniel, is you pronounce his name Kalua?
Kalea, maybe.
He is. Again, we should have done our homework. I hate mispronouncing people's names. I feel like that shit's so disrespectful. So apologies to him if you are by chance listening to this, Daniel.
come on the pod.
So he said he wants to.
We're gonna have like
a live action Barney remake.
Like Barney in the back of the studio drinking before shows,
but grittier. So
working with some inner demons.
A couple things about that. First, I think most importantly, Barney is already live action. Barney is not
that
a cartoon.
That is true.
Barney is a suit. I think when they say live action kids,
it's gonna be like Barney will be CGI'd, and so will the rest of the cast.
So it's gonna be real kids with like CGI Barney, which is also counterintuitive because that's not live action.
But you know how like the new Lion King is considered live action, and that was all animation.
But it's CGI. It's kind of a gray area. I took a little bit of an issue with as well. Because that was most certainly not real lions out there.
So I think by live action, they mean that there are people doing those movements.
And it's giving you the impression of live action, mm-hmm. I think, is the insinuation. But yeah, I can't say that I'm not...
What do we need a gritty Barney movie
What does
for?
That even mean, man? I told you kids to fucking clean up.
Yeah,
Barney like takes
how dark are we getting?
Barney takes a deep drag of a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
Clean up. Everybody everywhere.
What is he about to do after that?
Did I tell you kids about the last time a motherfucker didn't clean up when I told them to? Yeah. It's gonna get real with Barney here, boys and girls. Like, I don't even know what that would look like, bro.
Barney just at the strip club blowing a stripper's back out.
Barney's got a 5 o'clock shadow.
Clean up.
Everybody everywhere.
I like that. I'm coming around.
You're coming around to the greedy Barney.
Yeah. This could work.
Oh man, no, it couldn't. That's gonna be don't do that, man. But I mean, I'm gonna watch it. I'm not gonna pay for it, but I'll watch it if it's somewhere for free.
I mean, if it's a rated R Barney movie, I'm watching that.
Yeah, I would check that out.
100%.
I'm not mad at that at all. But yeah, that's objectively weird, though, right?
Yeah, it'll be weird.
That'll be weird for sure. But weird can be good.
We've got an Instagram and a Twitter account that you can follow us at.
You can do that.
INTRNTPRTY. You could also subscribe to the podcast. You know, maybe leave us a review, call in to the hotline, leave us a serviceable voicemail. I know Circling Back likes to say, get in, get out, be tactical. Highly recommend doing that. Keep it under 20 seconds.
I like that.
Brad, what's our phone number?
It's 312-508. All right, I'm going to run that back. Sorry. 312-508-3694.
You got it. Also, another reminder, we're out next week.
Out next week.
Taking a break.
Just enjoy
the week.
Cool off.
Let it fall over you. Everyone, chill out.
This is now turned into a relaxing ASMR. Yeah. Everybody.
Caribbean Blue.
Enjoy Halloween, but do it safely.
Do it safely.
Give us
Take
a call,
your mind
leave
off
us a voicemail.
Things.
Pretend to be somebody you're not.
Yes. See everyone next week.
Deuces.
Bye.